Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of his sports car. Ooh.
I do not need to hear more.
Oh, really?
No, okay. Jokes.
She said, Allie and DZ, my husband has a love for sports cars. We aren't rich. But
jerk!
Forget you, DZ.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to control
forget
it.
Forget you.
No, I'm listening.
She said, we aren't rich, but I support his hobby. And he saves up and buys one at a time. Then he trades that one in a few years later and gets a new one. So it's not like we have tons of cars.
Okay.
I've always supported his hobby, but something happened last year. We welcomed our third child, and I'm now over it. I can't drive the car because it's a manual transmission, and I don't know how to drive a shift stick.
Oh, he knows you don't know how to drive stick shift.
So I asked him to get rid of it. Time for a more practical car. Time to grow up and get a car that our whole family can ride in and that I can drive if I need to. He can have his hobby, but our second car cannot keep being a sports car. Am I the jerk for making my husband get rid of his sports car?
You guys just need a third car, then.
Girl, she can't afford it. Did you not hear? They're not rich. He trades it in one at a time.
Well,
he can't keep it. He doesn't have seven cars in the garage like Bieber. He's not Justin Bieber.
They make Lamborghini SUVs now.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay. She's asking for a practical car.
Yeah.
Not a sports car.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't even drive this thing.
See,
what am I supposed to do?
No.
Get rid of it.
All jokes aside.
Because this is his love and his hobby. And a lot of times when people have kids, they don't want to give those things up.
Right. And then you so often you go, well, as parents, you got to give it up. But then so many parents go, no, you know what? I'm going to keep my individuality. I'm going to keep my hobby. I'm going to keep my sports car.
But not at the expense of your children.
You feel me? And then at the expense of now being able to let your wife take the car. Say there's something that happens with your main car.
Yeah.
The car that the family's always in. And you only have your sports car available.
Yeah.
Now your wife can't use it. Now you're stuck.
I get it.
Now you need to rent 100%. Another vehicle.
This is why it's got to go.
Clearly,
dude,
you're
done. You enjoy the hobby.
Clearly, though, you can have
better get a magazine.
I get that you're not rich, but you're well off enough to have this be your hobby. People that like sports cars but mm-hmm. can't afford to save up to buy one mm-hmm. just get the posters. You know what I mean?
Fair.
They don't save up to buy them, right?
Okay, so let's say they're upper middle class.
Yeah,
fine.
Have
but
to
they're
be.
Not upper class. How's that?
Upper middle class doesn't mean you can afford three
That's
cars.
That's what I'm saying. It
right?
doesn't mean upper middle class ain't rich.
Ain't
it just
rich.
Means you probably have a little savings in the bank, but you're
financially conscious. Exactly. Nobody's saying you could survive the apocalypse with all the bread you got.
Right.
See, I'm so torn because you want him to be happy. You want mm-hmm. her to be happy, but you also want the logical aspect of your family's dynamic to be there. So, no, almost like, nah, you can't force him, but you could suggest him to get rid of it.
boy.
You've also been going along with this ride for however long.
But their lives were different. They have three kids now.
Well, what was the difference?
Somebody said.
Little difference between two and three at that point, G, for real.
Justin in West Dallas said, I'm with DZ, get a third. And does she get to drive around in a car she likes? Whatever, Justin.
Nah, I ain't that worried about it like that.
Somebody said, if the other car is a minivan, she's a jerk. If the other car is a small car, not the jerk.
I guess the other, what is the main car? And which is the main car? Because if the main car is the minivan, you're going to have to, come on, let that man keep the sports car. That does matter.
Somebody said, not the jerk. You can't afford a car like that when you have three kids. Go get a model car and get yourself a Wagoneer.
Dang. So it's something with sport mode that doesn't have to be a sports car is what you're saying.
Izzy in Milwaukee said, if she has a car and he has a car, they should do half on a third car, trade in the second car and save to buy a sports car. Did you not hear? They cannot have three cars. That's why he trades one in and gets it again.
Do we actually know that they can't, or she doesn't want them to have three cars?
Well, they would probably already have it then, wouldn't they?
Maybe.
Good point. Wouldn't be having this argument
with
him.
No, that's a good point.
You'd have it.
If they could genuinely afford it, they probably would have already had the
third payment. She wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of a sports car. She's like, it was fine at first, his little hobby, but now we have three kids and I need to be able to drive the other car.
At the end of the day, fellas, we're the ones that got to sacrifice most of it anyway, bro. Let it go. You got to let it go. Let it go, Poppy.
You can go drive your little car at the racetrack, okay? Or whatever it's called.
Exactly. You got to just diminish the experience.
You don't have to quit. You just have to get a car.
You take your little hobby and go over there to the sports car. You just can't have it in your garage.
You can't be the selfish one when you decide to have a family.
I agree.
We have to give up so much garbage.
I get
that. Have kids, they said.
Give it all up, they said.
It'll be great. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to everybody next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of a sports car because she's always supported his hobby. He has one car and that he drives. And she's like, we have three kids now and I'm done with it. We need something more practical, something I can drive as well. The kids can fit in. Time to grow up.
She can't drive stick shift and that sucks. I get that.
Well, let's start with Adrian in Milwaukee and see what everybody thinks. We actually have two men on the phone. Shocking that men,
big shocker.
Men came out of the woodwork for this one.
Yeah, Adrian.
Wepa. Happy Monday.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk making him get rid of his sports car.
Hey, look, I get it. It's his baby. It's probably a little passion he has, but she's not the jerk.
Why?
Come on, man. You're having three kids. It's time to suit up.
Let it go.
I agree. I'm just making you say it, not me. Yeah, all right,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You really don't. I mean, if you really want, you can go get a scat pack, too.
There's things you can modify. Maybe a scat pack, like a charger. You know, get a car. Yeah. Just get a different car.
Go
get you something
like
that you can sit in.
A car that's a charger?
Yeah.
Like a sports car that you can fit in?
Yeah. Like like the Dodge Challengers, Chargers, some of four-door.
Recently, yeah.
Get some with a Hemi in it. If you like going fast.
Those were Mustangs.
And you want it to go vroom, right? You could get a scat pack or you could get a Jeep that's got the added Tiger to it. You know what I mean? So there's ways around it to where you can. But this isn't about solutions.
She definitely not the jerk, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is, though. And he's getting these stick shift cars knowing that she can't drive them. I know for a fact
he's
doing
this. Of course, because it's his baby.
I'm not going to lie. If I was to get, I know how to drive stick. I've known how to drive stick since I was 8.
Exactly.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I get one right now, Cheryl ain't going to be too happy about it.
Exactly.
Okay, well then, let's get to the next man on the phone. Thanks for calling, Adrian.
You too, man.
Bye.
Love. Peace.
All right, let's go to Rich in Greenfield because he does not agree with Adrian.
Ooh.
So it's time to talk to him. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What up, man?
Buenos dias. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of his sports car. They got their third kid. She's like, I can't even drive this thing. I'm done.
Hey, in my opinion, I think that she is the jerk.
Really?
I have multiple reasons why.
Let me get my notes out.
Oh, the list.
Go on, Rich. Let's hear.
All right. So the first thing is they already have a vehicle.
Yeah.
All right. They already have a vehicle. This is their second vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If they want a better family vehicle or they want a different vehicle, or she wants a vehicle or something else, All right, they can go ahead and trade in that first vehicle. They can do something different. If they want more room, they can go ahead and trade that one in and get a bigger vehicle or a better one.
Okay.
Or more up-to-date one or whatever they want
sure,
to do.
Sure,
sure. Right? Second, if you take this car away from that man or, you know, I'm assuming, no, or you
was
take this vehicle
cry?
Away from that person.
A lot of his right? happiness is going to go with it, man. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Now,
well, maybe he needs a new hobby
man.
That's
don't
not a material
wrong,
thing.
Right?
Maybe he needs to focus on other things, like his kids. Maybe.
Possibly,
maybe,
yeah, possibly.
But anyway, that, go
that's
on.
That's just assuming that he doesn't, though, you know, because
true,
of his car.
True.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that vehicle is his hobby. That's something, you know, that everybody needs, you know, to take their mind away from work or the
sure,
stressors. You know? And with three kids, you know, I'm sure it's stressful. You know, you just have your third kid.
Well,
you ain't got a lot going on.
Hold on, though. I actually yeah, have a point to make amongst all your points. My uncles love NASCAR, okay?
Yeah.
They're the only ones in our family. My
okay,
two uncles, my farm uncles.
They love it.
They love it, and they love cars. And let me tell you something. My uncles loved cars forever, and they didn't get an exciting car to take care of till they were, like, essentially retired.
Later.
Like, they went to races. They went and looked at car shows, and they lived their high hobby
yeah,
without a sports car in their garage,
sure,
right? It happens. That's all I'm saying, Rich. There's ways to live your hobby without having the actual car. Just a point.
Right, but they didn't have one already, right?
True.
Right. So they, yeah, I hear
this
them,
guy
they
does.
But
he's had one his whole life.
But he also didn't
right,
have kids when he started, did he?
But then eventually he did, right? And then
yeah,
eventually the third kid
right,
came, right? Like,
right, this
yeah,
person already started. This person already had it going. They already had it going.
You didn't have to get
right,
rid of the sports cars for the first two kids. Why you got to get rid of it for the third kid?
They need more practicality
right,
now, see?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, you know, okay, as far as practicality, okay, right, but that's what that first vehicle is for.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, I also have two vehicles, all right? Now, my second vehicle is not a sports vehicle, you know, it's
well,
an older hoopty hoop, and we have
it,
a really nice,
uh-huh,
you know, and we have a really nice first vehicle,
uh-huh,
but my wife is always getting on me to go ahead and get rid of that second one,
mm-hmm,
get rid of that second one, and I told her, if I get rid of this second vehicle, I'm going to go buy me a vehicle that I want.
My car.
And there's going to be a stick shift as well.
Uh-huh, my
come
car.
Come on, Rich, that's it.
And
now I'm
she
getting,
does not want, she
yeah,
doesn't want
shocking,
stick shift. But here's the thing.
Why doesn't she learn stick?
Even though she doesn't want stick shift, even though she doesn't want stick, and we do have kids, you know, even though she doesn't want stick, I do 99.9% of the driving.
Well, maybe she heard, doesn't want to have to shift when she's landing the goldfish back to the kids in the back seat.
You know,
maybe that's a problem, Rich.
Them
but
kids
I
can
don't
wait
rest,
on the goldfish. You
anyway,
shouldn't be eating in the car anyway.
All right, you know, Rich, you know what?
But,
fine, you defended your point.
But if we take the vehicle away from that, if we take the vehicle away from him,
resentment,
you're going to be taking away his pride or something that he really relies on,
sure,
something that he really works on.
So that's why you
and
say
then,
jerk.
You know, yeah,
you
yeah,
know what?
Exactly.
You might have brought me around.
Now,
I don't know how, but you did.
Now, one more thing.
What?
One more thing, please.
One more?
All right. One more thing.
Make it fast.
Now, if it was the other way around, people would say, why are you going to take the vehicle away from her? Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I think
I'm
trying to think of an equivalent of what a woman might have that was unnecessary, that was a hobby, something that she keeps in her house.
Collection of purses and heels
there,
to match.
Okay,
collection
fine,
of purses, you know.
Right.
The designer purses and heels to match.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to get rid of those. So we need space for the baby to turn your walk-in closet into a nursery now.
You know what? We're not looking for solutions. We're looking
yeah,
for is she the jerk or not, Rich? So we're going to talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
He says
yeah,
jerk.
She is a jerk. You got to let him keep that vehicle.
Right.
You don't want to take him away. Otherwise, he's going to be a sad family man.
Everyone will suffer for
well,
it.
Well,
I
might
actually
be
agree,
sad like a lot of parents. Welcome to life.
That part.
Welcome to life.
Rich, love, man. Holla at you later, brother. Peace.
You guys have a good one. Thanks.
You too, man.
I literally.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong.
I literally called my child this weekend when I was at my friend's house, and he was so rude to me on the phone. And then I hung up, and he texted, sorry. And I went, you know, you hate being a parent. You love being a parent.
You're
welcome. Life.
You realize I was about to be at your neck.
Welcome.
But no, you really are
it's
very
give and take.
Very so on point with the give and take.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why do you think I don't own a motorcycle yet, dog?
Allison's
sacrifice.
In Sheboygan. We're going to go to her. She's got to be the tiebreaker. Hi, Allison.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I am fired up from that last guy. Let me tell you.
Oh, Rich, she's coming for you. All right, Allison, what you got? Jerk or not the jerk for making him get rid of the sports car?
She's not a jerk. And let me tell you, the things that she has had to give up for having children and being a mom and pulling it all together, and the fact that he has to get rid of a car and get a practical car, cry me a river.
What are the things that we know for a fact she has had to give up as a mother that we heard in the story? What are the things?
Where do we start?
No, these are all things that we're projecting as our give-ups.
Our life,
right.
I mean.
I get that.
Exactly.
Did she say that?
No, but don't tell me that she didn't. Every mom has to do that.
I understand that, but we can't project our happenings onto their situation.
Somebody said Rich is one of the main reasons women divorce. Oh,
yikes.
God.
Ouch.
Which is what Allison's feeling, that he comes across selfish, right?
Yeah.
That he's like, my cars, my stuff. And she's like, we're a family, and that's not practical for our family.
No, it ain't.
I don't have anything, and you got a car. And I guess what I have? Nothing, because welcome to life. So you might
Would
come in the
easier?
Middle where you go, we all deserve hobbies, but there are a lot of sacrifices. And a lot of things I want to do as a parent, I can't anymore because I'm a parent.
Could
and
you
I'm
meet
busy.
In the middle and learn how to drive stick shift so that you could at least use that secondary car? Because the only reason you can't drive that secondary car is because you don't know how to drive stick shift.
Assuming everybody
Absolutely
fits
not.
In.
Not even a chance. I don't know how to drive stick shift. I made a car like totally conk out one time. No, thank you. I won't be doing that.
Not willing to do it. You just gonna make him get rid of it.
He doesn't have to give up this hobby forever.
That's
it's
true.
It's temporary.
It's you
I mean,
have,
he can
you
come
have
back
kids.
To it
That's right.
whenever.
Yeah.
When they're older.
Tanya and Kenosha said, not the jerk. If he wants to keep it, then why can't he drive that? Don't leave it for the family. She gets the family car. Snowing, suck it up, buddy. You wanted the sports car, you drive it.
100%.
Oh, put him in a little car in like a snowstorm.
Don't feel bad for him in any scenario. You want the sports car, you're going to have to drive that little Porsche through that storm. Yes. Yes, 1,000%.
It's about space for the kids, though. Once you hit the three, it changes the type of car you can have. It changes, especially if you got car seats.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
Hard,
well, car seats matter. But you, with SUV sports cars nowadays, man, yeah.
Allison said,
not the jerk. Get rid of that car.
Any other points before we let you go, Allison? Since you're fired up, I don't want you to leave still mad.
Come on now.
Get it out, girl.
Put it on the table.
No, I'm good.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thank you, guys. Well, love you.
We
Allison,
love you back.
I'm the Allison who leaves and goes, and another thing. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You know how it is. You hang up and you go, I wasn't done. Actually, I got another point.
All the time.
Not the jerk for making him get rid of the sports car.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay.
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.